All right. Well, this isn't your therapy session.
Anyway,
this is your therapy session. Let's continue on with them. They are our guests.
He asked a question.
I answered. I did ask a question.
This should have been really fucking short.
Well, I got a little heated. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sore subject.
Yeah, rightly so.
Listen, I was being a bad guest, just what that is.
Welcome to hell.
Hey, I'm John Caspi.
And I'm Pete Jager.
We're from John Caspi and the First Gun, and this is a song called We Don't Talk About It. We put it out in the fall, I think. Close enough. Yeah. Okay. You just take. You never get, you're messing around where I live. You see the greed, it's in your eyes. See no need to compromise for me. Yeah, me. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. We just mess around in the land of the free. And what you want, well, that's how it should be. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. Treat me bad, no consequence. It's just so sad, your innocence. The rich get full, the poor stay cold. Don't say a word, well, that's too cold for me. Yeah, me. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. We just mess around in the land of the free. And what you want, well, that's how it should be. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. Say it looks fine, but the smoke, it's in your eyes. Just imagine this, it's not all about you. Take a ride on the other side. Now ain't it great to be alive? Wrap it up, put it on my card, I'll take two. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. We just mess around in the land of the free. And what you want, well, that's how it should be. We don't talk about it in a world of misery. No, we don't talk about it in a world of misery. We just play around in the land of the free. And what you want, well, that's how it should be. We don't talk about it in a world of misery.
Hello and welcome to the Jersey Shore Musicians Podcast. I'm Matt. That's Jeff.
Fooled you. Hi.
I thought you were going to do
it. I know. I was waiting.
Tonight, we got Pete and John from John Caspi and the First Gun.
Ah, golf club.
Welcome. Golf
club. Thank you for the claps.
How'd you guys do making get here? Any problems?
No, smooth sailing.
Awesome. Is it because it's late?
They're like, man, no, it was still dark at that point.
All right.
We get some people that fly past his driveway like five times, and they just can't find the place. Yeah. And they'll call me like, can you come out to the road?
I'm like, get out there.
I knew it was just past Wawa, but I didn't realize how close past Wawa was.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah, we did good.
Yeah. He was yelling at me. Hey, it's here, it's here.
Turn here. Turn here now.
All right, so why don't you give us a little history on John Cass being the first gun, how it all came to be in its present situation.
All right. I was kind of doing my own thing, but I had a guy, still my drummer in the band, Jimmy Mizell. He's been playing with me now for 23 years, something like that. Yeah, can you imagine? And we were kind of, and then I met him because I'd moved to Keyport, New Jersey. And my wife goes, I think the guy two houses over is a drummer because their dog's name is Zildjian. So I made a beeline to go meet the Zildjian dude. Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is that your dog?
And yeah, I don't know if he was thrilled to see me because he was like, you know, pro playing in like cover bands, doing like, and here comes this guy. He's like, hey, you want to do something? But he's like my neighbor, so he's like, I guess I have to.
I wrote some songs.
Yeah. And then another guy down same street, the bass player, he joined as a guitar player first. And then we decided to kind of go back. I decided to kind of go back to more like a punk rock kind of outfit. So he went over to bass and we did it as a trio for a while. And then we kind of got to know Pete through the scene. And we talked about adding a fourth guitar player for a long time.
Fourth guitar player.
Yeah,
fourth member.
A fourth guitar player.
Thank you. That's a lot of guitars.
This is a long history. Yeah, yeah.
And they all go to 11.
Yes.
A fourth member. And we had been talking about Pete. And this is the, I think he knows the story. This was the, what cinched the deal. We were actually opening your favorite place in Asbury, the Wonder Bar, for X. And I get a text right before we're going on from Pete that's like, hey, have a great show. I have my own gig. Sorry, I can't be there. And I was like, this guy should be in our band. Like, he took the time to, like, do that.
Was a good boy.
And not because he played guitar, yeah, like, really well. Just because he's a, you know, good dude. So we brought him in, and we started doing our thing. And then after a few years, one of my good friends from a band from the 80s died, and he was playing with Des Gadina from Black Flag and the Misfits. And so I reached out to Des, and I said, would you like to come play at the memorial for him? And he said, sure. And another friend of mine on keyboards came for the memorial, so we all did that. And then Des joined the band, and was playing with us for about, 6 years, seven years?
Yeah, probably.
And then he had to move back to California because his mom is like 96 and he needs to go help take care of her. So whenever he's around, he still plays with us. But, right now we're kind of just back to a five piece, but we were up to six. Oh, so when you said four guitar players, we were too far off.
Well, John's goal, too, was to stop playing guitar, which he achieved for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Now he's got to play again. So.
Yeah.
Des is way
tough crap, John. Gotta play guitar now.
It's true. Not gonna lug that shit around.
No more fancy.
Drop the rock star attitude. You're playing guitar, pal.
I was trying to get to the point where I didn't even have to sing.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys sing this.
I'm just gonna stand here. You guys sing away. I'll just stand here.
You got a tambourine? Everybody got a tambourine?
Triangle, maybe with a ding.
Yes. Oh, wanted to watch. But there is a beauty to just showing up at a gig with just a microphone. That is a beautiful thing.
I wouldn't know.
I did it for a while.
It's pretty okay. It's pretty sweet, right?
But I was a bass player first, so I would still help everybody carry shit.
You're trained a certain way. There's only so much you can do.
I never did.
Yeah.
I was like, you carry your own shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then fuck you guys.
Twitch the road.
So I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm late. There was such bad traffic.
Well, oh, wait, what's that song? Someone's calling me. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I was holding my giant Starbucks at the time, too. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's pretty good.
What?
Four guitar players, seven singers.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
We made the E Street Band look small at one point.
Yeah. There you go. Give them a run for their money.
Yeah.
We did it.
So how many, do you guys have like recordings out and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got.
Any of them on Spotify?
You had to.
You don't have an option. Well, I guess you can take.
We had a whole.
Why would you?
Wouldn't talk over you. We had a whole conversation about Spotify before we hit the go button. Yeah. And yes, our stuff is on Spotify.
That's awesome. Our music's on Spotify too for our band, so that's fine.
Oh, all right.
See, that's awesome. I still think I know. I get it. Everybody hates Spotify because of what they pay.
Just let me have this. All right.
But yeah, but it's a reach that you're not.
Who the fuck are we reaching, dude?
I don't know.
Exactly.
That's your job.
Yeah, it's my job, so I made the call.
Bam. It's not part of my job description. Okay, so yes, you have recordings. Yes.
Yes.
Side conversation.
Oh, we have side conversations all the time.
Yep, we got a lot out, actually. A ton streaming. I think up to like 150 songs out on the streaming services. And we have some vinyl that came out last year with Dez and Jesse Malins on it.
How's the vinyl doing? Is that like doing, still like kind of like a niche thing, or is that?
Yeah, people like the vinyl.
Okay,
they do. Yeah,
but it's cool in that it has what has a Raise 'Em High on one side with Jesse and Dez playing, but then the other side has us playing Black Flag's Nervous Breakdown with Dez singing it, which there are no versions of that with Dez singing it anywhere. We have the only one. John Caspi in the first cut.
That's
it. Featuring Dez Kadeem.
There you go.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a nice slab of vinyl.
See, but I've noticed too, like vinyl's kind of like the thing right now. Like everybody likes, but nobody listens to vinyl. They just buy it. It's weird. It's super fucking
most
weird.
Most of them are listening to it.
I do buy it and listen to it, but nowhere near as much as my phone.
The vast majority buy it, and they never even, they just put it on a shelf, and they never even fucking listen to it.
Well, yeah, wait, that's not true, too. I mean, like, okay, so you have a record player?
Yes.
Okay, what is it plugged into?
Well, I have two record players. I have I have my system that I got in 1987.
Okay, so that's true analog,
Yeah. And then I do have, like, one of those Ion Bluetooth ones, but it's not hooked up Bluetooth. It's hooked up into my old like 64 CD, like, but I have two set up in the house.
So like most
in
of
case
the
case, I have an emergency vinyl issue, I have to put it on.
Yeah,
you know. Emergency
well, we notice like a lot of these new record players are all USB ports.
Yeah,
like, so what's the fucking difference?
Yeah, you're playing an analog record through something digital. It's still going to sound digital.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Right. Completely understood.
That's why I asked about the analog.
I got
like, people really doing it, or you
I
know?
Got the old Panasonic.
Up there. Yeah, so that's cool. Cool.
It's like my buddy Wally. He's got this whole room in his house where he's got like a $15,000 stereo system, and he's got like foam everywhere. And there's like a little X on the one spot on the carpet, and that's where you put the chair because that's the sweet spot.
Oh yeah.
He's got the whole room like tuned, so when you sit there, that's where it sounds the absolute best.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It is so much better, the analog.
Oh, yeah.
So
much just better. Put a record on in there and sit there, light up a joint, and just, and just hours he'll sit in that room. It's great.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Dez has a big, giant analog system. Yeah, yeah. And whenever we were at his place, it just sounded so much better. And I'm like, damn, I got to go back and buy all that stuff.
Well, it does sound much warmer. Yeah.
So much, yeah. And it like fills the room in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? And it's nice having the big speakers too.
Oh yeah,
It's
loud.
You're always anti-loud. Who are you kidding?
I don't even care about music anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even know why I'm here.
All right, so let's. If you guys are in the studio, give us a little.
I don't know why you're here either.
That's what's real, though. That's what's real.
You guys got 150 songs out there. Give us a little insight into your like recording processes. How do you go about it?
What does that mean?
You,
well, either one of you, both of you.
Who comes up with, who writes the songs? Besides Harry.
John Caspi writes the songs. Hence the band.
The guy who's got the band named after him, you know?
But usually, like, John will come in with a song and be like, all right, which is pretty much every week. He's like, all right, I got a new one. You guys want to do a new one? Okay. And then he starts playing, and then we all just start
jamming,
slathering down all over it. Yeah. And then you stop, you go, you stop, you go. And then figure it out in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. And then these guys are great. They learn it super fast. And that's pretty much how it goes. I show and then and in the early days I used to be sort of an ass and like you gotta play it my way, like you play this part, you play this part. And now I'm like, I got all these like great creative guys. Just bring yourself into it, do your thing. And
that's real too. Like he doesn't, you know, he'll listen to anything and all right, let me listen to it a few times. And sometimes he'll be like, yeah, maybe change it up, or maybe he'll be like, you know, you're right, that is good, you know. So he's fair.
Yeah,
it didn't start out like that.
No, not with me. He was always like that since I've been there.
See, I always ask the question. It's like, okay, well, are you the captain of the ship or is it just the whole crew? I love what it's like. Oh, it's a crew. Well, who writes the songs? Well, I do. And then, you know, like I'll play it like this and play it like that. I'm like, sounds like a dictatorship, man. I love that shit.
No, it's my band.
Oh, yeah. Let's get this straight. And, sorry.
And I have final say. But I have learned along the way. Like, Pete will send me a part, right? Because sometimes we record in our homes and then we kind of send the parts that way. And he'll send me a part and I'll listen to it and I'll be like, what the?
And I say that to him. I'm like, what do you think of that? He's like, I don't know, man. I got to listen. And I'm like, all right.
And then like a week later, I'm like, I can't get that part out of my head. That's like the best part. And so he's right? But in the old days, I'm like, fuck that. But now it's like.
Sometimes it takes a second to grow on you, a couple spins through it. Yeah. You should try that sometime.
Yeah, I'm more gut. Like, no, I just go by my gut. Like, yeah, I'm not going to like that a week later, so it doesn't matter. Just stop it. Just cut that out. Sorry, I've been doing it for a while. My bad.
Yeah. And then we have a studio that's actually fairly similar to your setup. Most of the time, we do the typical drums first, and then we lay everything over the drums. Sometimes we get some live, like the Nervous Breakdown, that's a live in a studio version.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to add a little color to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what one of the records that we have up, like the last album we put out, is it called Live at 650? What's it called?
The CD.
Yeah, the CD. What's up? Like
650 Sessions or something.
Right. We recorded that live in the studio, you know, so. Whereas most of the time we're doing, you know.
We're tracking it.
I just love that we don't know the name of our own album. Like, what is it again?
I don't know. The idea is we're sort of doing like a greatest hits collection of the songs from before.
Weren't we talking about Senior Citizen Hardcore before?
Yeah. The point is, it's out already. Don't talk to me about it anymore. It's over.
We're past that part.
Yeah, this is a new part, man. This is our new one.
You never look back, only look forward.
Yes.
All songs have to be 30 seconds because I can't. I lose my breath, my energy, get dizzy.
Well, I mean,
that's the battle with me and him. But you know my old bands. I have no problem writing like an 8 to 12 minute song. Yeah. No problem whatsoever. And him, he's like 3.5 minutes, no more.
Dude, it's even less now.
Yeah.
People are writing songs that are like 2.5 minutes.
Actually, it's true. And a lot of the songs like my kids listen to, there are these artists and they're all like 1 minute and 20 seconds.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
To me, 2.5 minutes is an intro and a verse.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but they're writing for TikTok, right? That's
weird. That's so weird to me.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm a
world.
Yeah.
So I'll write intros that are 2 minutes long.
That's awesome.
Though I can't play that long anymore. It's just like, ugh, I don't want to play for 8 minutes.
Like, is this still going? Right.
Like, really?
I mean, I like listening to it, but.
Yeah, like, maybe.
I don't know if I ever played in anything that would go that long, though. Yeah. I was never in a band that played songs that long.
Yeah.
I sang in that band, and it's hard to write. Like, we had like a 12 and a half minute long song, and I'm like, that's like, I wrote like a fucking novel just for the lyrics to cover that much time.
It's hard to remember all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very hard.
Like, why are you making it harder for yourself? Cut it down. That's where we're going wrong. That's why 2.5 minutes is great. It's like, how did you fucking forget that?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that you probably got on stage and you're like, all right, we got 3 songs tonight.
Yeah, our average like half hour set was like maybe four songs.
Right.
Yeah. Well, or an intro in 4 songs. Yeah,
that's awesome.
What do you guys got in the works now for the future?
We're busy recording. We hope to have a full album out this summer, and we'll probably go vinyl again for the full length this time.
I'm sure that costs a pretty penny. What?
Yeah, is it coming out on a label?
Oh yeah, we're affiliated.
It's like I forgot that too.
Yeah,
right. Our label is Fake Chapter Records, and they said that the vinyl is probably the way to go with it. So we're gonna look into that. We're shooting to do that.
Yeah.
Now, when you're just gonna put it on a vinyl and then what? Downloadable? Or
I think it'll probably be streaming. It'll be streaming. Also, I mean, it you know, at our stage of things, you know, making things harder for people to access is probably not the way to go. You know, I know that people, you know, you want to make your money on your own.
So, we'll press up 12 vinyl, charge $70 each, and then those 12 people will be happy.
Well, you know what? It's realistic. It's very realistic. Well,
we've seen it a bunch lately. A couple bands have mentioned doing it as the direct to vinyl, where they go in and you request a song by them and they go in the studio and record it live direct to the vinyl. Right. Yeah.
We did that during COVID with, I forget the name of that place. It's in Brooklyn. They have like a 1950s vinyl pressing machine and it can only do one at a time. So you go in, you record your song live, they press it, you walk out and that's it. But during COVID, we did it from home and then you send them the tracks and they'd send you back the vinyl. Yeah. People seem to dig that. It was cool because we actually personalized every single release. So people got 45s, and it would be like, you know, hey, Chuck, you know, this is Des Cadena, and you're listening to John Caspi and the First Gun. I hope you enjoy. Like, it was messages. Cool. It was, yeah.
Yeah, it's very personal. That's cool. Yeah. It's just, it's different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a good idea. So that should be your next thing. Get a press in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. We could do
special.
I do everything else. You got that one.
You start pressing your podcast into vinyl.
Well, that's what it'd be. Or it'd be like, you know, hey, Asbury.
It's like, here, you could sign up and you pay $100 and we'll just go on vinyl and talk shit about you for an hour. Perfect.
Wait, go back.
I was built for this.
Go back to your division of labor differences. Let's hear about that.
What?
He said, I do everything else.
He won't combat that.
I'm not arguing.
All right.
This is the talent. That's all management. This is the
I'm the tech guy, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. You just talk to you on the phone. That's all.
We have a joke in my band, actually, because when I would kick people out.
His band.
Okay. Yeah, it's my band. When I kick people out, I take them to the diner. So we sit down and I explain like what's going on. And so the joke is always like, oh, am I going to the diner? Like, is John going to take me to the diner?
Whenever he says, Pete, come here. I'm like, what? We're not going to the diner.
So wait, how many times have you done this?
Well, he hasn't done it since we've all been there.
No.
Okay, well, let's talk about a little history lesson here. Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, like, how many times have you gone to the diner?
Probably twice.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, yeah.
They did you buy two guys. Like the dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got the check.
I mean, at least you got a meal out of it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I will have three lobster omelets.
You're owed a diner.
You okay? I'm not banking on that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like a severance package.
Yeah. Here's your mozzarella sticks. Have a good time.
You don't get marinara, just the mozzarella sticks. That's extra.
That's for members. Oh. I like that, though.
Classic.
Yeah, you want to go to the diner after this? Sure.
I'm sick of your shit anyway.
You're fired. No, you're fired. Hurt.
Yeah, no.
We can fire each other.
Yay.
I didn't say it was a good diner.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Was it like really a hole in the wall?
No, it was this.
Was it the place on 34?
No, it was the Keyport Diner. It was just, it's a nice diner.
So we can't fire each other, though. We're like booked out for weeks at this point.
We could take turns like a divorce. Just every other weekend.
You get the kids this week?
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, how come there's no video? Ah, fuck it, who cares?
Come on, you'd be lost with all this shit without me.
I'd be like, fuck this shit. Audio, we're good.
Yeah, it's true. You could just
have a blank screen.
just a black screen. Somebody talking behind it.
No, not for you guys. You guys have video. Don't worry. All right, so future, you're recording. You guys are recording. It's going to come out this summer. You know, like, what are some of, like, the shows that you're looking to, like, do and stuff? I mean, you guys seem to, like, play a lot and stuff, so, I mean.
We do play a lot. you had the Tuckerton Porch Fest folks on. I saw that. That was a great show. I'm playing at Tuckerton Porch Fest. I'm part of that. Then after that,
you doing that solo?
Yeah.
Are you on a porch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. It's Porch Fest. You should be on a porch.
I think it's
I would
all,
be angry if I wasn't on
I know,
a porch.
I'd be
I think it's all porches, unless it rains.
Like the first
Which
time.
I was actually said on there. I'm like, well, if it rains, we know why.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys talked about it being like the rain date for the rain date.
Yeah.
I think well, the first time they tried to do it, it didn't just rain.
It like monsooned that day.
Yeah, it did. It was messed up.
It was bad.
Oh, no. And then we're doing this. Actually, this is going to be a lot of fun. So the song Raise 'Em High that we've done is like kind of really caught on. And it started in COVID because a DJ who's got a cult following on WFMU up in northern New Jersey, his name is Jonesy. He started playing it every Sunday at 2 o'clock as a 2 p.m. toast because everybody was on lockdown. Yeah. So he wanted people to feel like they were, like, together at the bar. And like, yeah. And then that turned into a Facebook group where people, like, take selfies of themselves toasting each other. There's like, almost 2,000 people in that Facebook group now that do it every Sunday at 2 o'clock. And he's still,
oh, that's cool.
He's still playing that song. That's how Jesse Malin got on it because he listens to Jonesy. And so when we did the new version, he jumped on that. And so before COVID, he used to do a live, it was like a party, but like a live broadcast. And it was kind of a crazy, drunken, you know, I don't know what you would
say. Shenanigan.
Good time.
It's good time. That's, yeah. let's put it that way. Good time. Some debauchery, too. So nice. And then COVID happened, and he hasn't done it for 4 years. So now he's doing the first one in, I guess, 5 years, right? Yeah. And it's up at Monty Hall in Jersey City where the FMU studios are. And he asked us to come lead a sing-along for all his listeners who come. And so it's going to be
Are you going to play at 2 o'clock?
He said that he doesn't know if he can do it at 2, but it's a live broadcast on Sunday, so we might be a little before 2, but it's going to be somewhere around there. But it'll be a Sunday afternoon toast, and it'll be great because it'll be a packed house of people all singing that together, that one song, and it's going to be fun. So we're just doing one, and then it's one and done. But
then you can drink,
and then we can just party and listen to Jonesy do his thing.
That's right,
and. All right, so this next song is called Raise 'Em High. So, raise 'em high. Raise 'em up, raise 'em high. Make a toast to the other side. They earned our respect, they put up a fight. Raise a toast to the other side. An average bunch is what we are. No ringers here, no superstars. We play our best, we play with heart. We win sometimes despite the odds. Raise 'em high, raise 'em high, raise 'em high. Whoa. Raise a toast to the other side. To win at any cost, they cut their friends before take a loss. But not us, it's one for all. If one goes down, together we fall. Raise 'em high, raise 'em high, raise 'em high. Whoa. Raise a toast to the other side. Way on the other side of town, there's a team looking awful down. Used to spit in our face, they called us names, but we kicked their ass and we put them to shame. Raise 'em high, raise 'em high, raise 'em high. Whoa. Raise a toast to the other side. And then after that, we're back in AC for one of Jerry's Elephants for Autism shows at the Tennessee Beer Hall, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. Yeah. You guys been there?
No, I haven't been there.
Yeah,
that's a good gig, man. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, yeah.
It's for the outside areas.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we played an outside there, gig there, and then the inside one was great there, too. It's like people are there to hang and have a good time and to listen to all the bands, you know?
Okay. That's a rare thing these days.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And they like the harder stuff, too. Yeah. Like
That's even more rare.
Which is unheard of, right? So nowadays.
But there was people except for Mike. That looked like punks. There were people that did not look like punks. Everybody was into it. So, good time.
I've seen a bunch of stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I'm friends with this guy, Steve Weiss. He does a bunch of stuff down there.
Okay,
Yeah, actually, the last thing we played was for Steve's daughter.
Yeah.
It was a benefit for his daughter.
He does a lot at that Rhythm and Spirits place,
right? It's right next door. They're side by side.
Oh, there
you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they do these festivals where you can walk from, you know, just go back.
Like back in the day with Le Grand Fromage and the Boneyard.
Exactly. Which we used to play, too.
Which I heard are coming back.
Shut up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The boneyard.
Why
are you whispering?
Be quiet.
That's because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to know that information.
But you still said it.
I know.
You can always edit it out.
Both the Fromage and the Boneyard?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
I played the Fromage and the Boneyard a bunch of times back in the day.
We did too.
The Fromage, that was a weird place, man.
The Fromage?
You'd be there all night long, and then it hit like 11:30 at night, and it just got really fucking weird in that place. Yeah. Like the crowd just left, and then a whole different crowd came in, and you're like, where the fuck am I?
I know, it's true. That's spot on.
Yeah.
We at the Boneyard, we played with the Dwarves. That was a fun night.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Right. Yeah, the only time
that was a fun night, right?
I played the Boneyard, it was like an all-day festival kind of thing. And you know how they had the door between the two of them in the back? Sure. And it was like, as soon as the band in the Boneyard stopped, the band in Fromage started playing. And that band, and it was just like, everybody was just walking back and forth between the two as the bands went on and off. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It was probably Jerry's thing. He's been doing that for years.
Yeah, this was probably Jerry Ryan. 2009, 2010, somewhere in there. Been. Yeah.
He did, it's good.
Christ, that's fucking 15 years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I just did that the other day. 2009, that's 3 years ago. Five years ago, tops.
No, 15. Fuck. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
It's nice to see, like, you know, like you said, we've been noticing even when we had Mike Ramirez and Jay Paluski on here, for a while, like, our kind of music was like bottom of the barrel, and it was like you're scrapping to find places that would accept heavier music, but it's on the uptick again, and there's little places here and there starting to pop back up, and it's refreshing.
It is.
We're kind of mixing it up now too. We're doing some, still doing the punk shows, but then we're kind of doing more like Americana kind of stuff and trying to like explore, because the venue situation is tough. So you got to kind of modify what you're doing.
And a lot of the material, like John's, it lends itself to both, you know?
Yeah.
You could be either acoustically, we're still playing with a relatively high energy, but it's just, you know, a little bit more subdued, you know?
Yeah. Well, it changes the whole feel of it. They're just putting it on an acoustic guitar. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were saying that when you guys were playing, I'm like, this could be like an Irish place being like, man, we're gonna raise our beers. Yeah, man, dude, yeah. Acoustic, you guys could do an acoustic, man. It's great. It's like you guys probably make a lot of money every fucking 17th.
Yeah, it definitely comes across very folky, not punky.
Right. That's cool.
That's
good.
All right. So we got anything else going on this summer?
Anything booked for sure? I don't even know.
Yeah, we do, but I can't. I don't remember offhand.
What song do we play now?
Exactly.
That 7-minute fucking thing.
What? I'll ask you later.
You can ask now.
When do you? How long till these airs? Because then I can think about what shows we have coming up.
We got 1, 2. So this will be 6 weeks from now.
6 weeks, so that's
end of April-ish.
End of April, okay.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to have the record out? Since summer, so it'll be July.
I'm hoping we have it all ready for pressing for July or August, so that means it'll probably be out in the fall. Really.
Yeah, because
these days they're turning around faster.
Yeah.
A few years ago, you'd have to wait like nine months, a year.
Oh, that's because there's not that many people doing it.
People were telling us they were waiting like a year, year and a half to get pressing.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Now it's faster. But that, so the Tuckerton will be behind us. I'm doing a Songwriters in the Round thing at Crossroads at Garwood.
That's a cool place.
Yeah. May 8th, I think. So
there you go.
Maybe we'll meet that date.
Yeah, so this will be out by then.
In June, we'll be in Princeton at the Small World Coffee.
That
June 15th.
Okay, that's booked?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had no idea.
Put it in your phone. Don't forget.
No, I probably do have it on my phone because he'll, we'll get the text. I put it on my phone with a question mark, and then I take the question mark out when it's confirmed.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you later at the diner.
Don't order mozzarella sticks.
There is a diner right up the road, by the way. No.
Oh my god. Where can people find you on the social web?
They can go to our website, which is johncaspi.com. There's no H in John, JONCASPI.com. On Instagram, we're John Caspi, the first gun, all one. Facebook is the first gun, and I think that's it. We don't do the TikTok and
the TikTok. Oh, we tried.
And the Twitter.
I'm too old for TikTok. I don't get it.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's impossible.
You have a Linktree though. Linktree.
Yes,
slash?
We do have a Linktree / the first gun. Yeah.
Okay. And there you can find all the things in one spot.
That's right.
That's why I love the Linktree.
That's the greatest.
Yeah, you guys have a Linktree. Yep. So yeah.
Here's everything. One shot. Bang.
Just
there you go
there.
Yep. So you didn't even know had that.
I had no idea.
Motherfucker.
Sorry.
This is great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, it actually is not great. We hodgepodge it together pretty well, though.
No, I mean, what you say to each other sucks, but the setup is great.
Wow. We've been doing this jamming together for a long time. So, yeah. It's just everybody.
It's true.
Even my buddy Chuck this afternoon, he goes, I love that when you guys just get into your little arguments with each other. He's like, you're just like an old bitter married couple. I was like, yeah, we've been putting up with each other's shit for a long time.
Wait, I have a question then.
Oh, no.
In the middle of your guys ever having a little disagreement, have you cut anything? Or do you just, like, let it all fly?
Well, you mean edit it out?
Yeah, edit it out between the two of you.
You would know that. I
wouldn't. No, not really.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, you just.
I only cut out when we talk shit about other people.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what I say about him.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, me and him have been playing since what?
Shut the fuck.
2008,
cares.
Yeah, 2008. So yeah, 16 years.
Wow. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's a long time, man. It's a long time.
Nobody cares.
I do.
You're the only one.
I do.
That's a good story.
It's not.
All right.
It's really not.
So before we get out of here, we'll give you guys the same last question we give everybody.
Oh no.
If you could change one single thing about the local music scene, not like a this to make that to make that, just one thing you could change, what would it be, and why? That you think changing this one thing would be the most beneficial for the local music scene.
While you think of it, you say that the same way every single time. Does that get boring?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I still got to put the Jeopardy theme song on here. I keep forgetting.
That would be good, actually. Do you have an answer?
It's hard.
It is, because you probably get like 15 right off the bat, but you got to narrow it down to just one.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's weird because I feel like... when COVID struck, it was sort of like a, nuclear bomb going off.
Wow.
And now I don't even know how to fix what's left. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm saying it because all the home bases are gone, And hence how John's saying we're trying to find our way into wherever we can find our way into, So I
it's a young man's game right now.
But there are a lot of old people that want to do this. And we're
but there's not a lot of places for we old people to do it.
No, but I mean, people will go if you create a scenario where they'd want to go. And there are a lot of old people that do come out still.
That's
why we always thank our sponsor, Mad American Brewery in Stafford Township, because they let us put shows on down there. And we've done, three, four so far?
Three.
Three? Yeah, and they all worked out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen
Seen some footage. Of the video clips. Yeah, it looks looks like a really nice place.
Yeah, great beer, good people.
What town is that?
Manahawkin.
It's in Manahawkin.
Yeah. Right by, you know where the DMV is on Bay Avenue in Manahawkin down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sure. right around the corner from that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We're probably going to be doing one beginning of the summer. Maybe I'll have to hit you guys up, have you guys come down and play.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's the plan, at least.
We love the breweries.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a new, or that's an avenue that needs to be explored more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Icarus moving over to Brick. Are they going to be doing shows? Do you know about that?
Well, the biggest thing is they finally just changed the ABC laws. Yeah. Because the problem with breweries was, with the way the laws were worded out, was they were only allowed to hold so many events per year.
Right.
And having a band play was considered an event. And they were only allowed like 15 events per year.
Right.
So you could have like one band a month play and you had three events left over at the end of the year.
Right, right.
So...
Yeah, no, that was a big change.
Yeah, but now they have unlimited events. They're allowed to have food trucks whenever they want, you know.
Yeah.
That tide will turn.
Yeah. Let people be happy and have fun. How about that?
But the weird part was, is like if you were a distillery and you made rum or vodka, you could do whatever the fuck you want.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But if you just made beer, you had all these restrictions.
Wow. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah.
I think the answer to your question is, you already said it, like, we need just, like, a good dive bar venue. Like, not like a fancy, we don't need another, I don't want to trash talk anybody either, but we don't need, like, a Stone Pony or, like, those are around.
You're talking, like, making a small, like, 50 to 100 cap kind of.
Yeah, like, the way the.
Smelly, you walk in, it smells like
the
piss.
Way the Brighton was.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, you know, and with like you know, an owner who likes music.
Yeah.
That would go a long way, I think. Just having a home for all our lost souls who are like, let's play coffee houses.
And then you go to play the coffee house and they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, it is true. The last time we played a coffee house, we got complaints for being too loud.
Yeah, but we also had a lot of people that were very into the show.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was a great show, and then we were, can you guys come back? Just like not be so loud. Yeah, that kind of thing.
He was like, yeah, sure. I'll get right on that for you.
First song's over. They're like, I think we made a mistake.
Hey, we sold you a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
What do you want? But so we get a lot from that question. Like one guy was like, name one venue in Ocean County, the entire county. There isn't one.
Not anymore.
Yeah. They're all gone. They're all gone. His was the, you know, that we've had a bunch that were like, you know, get rid of pay to play, which is, you know, that's the devil, but if you want to play with the big boys, you got to dance with the devil.
Well, has the Adamston Hall, you know, the VFW, you know, the Adamston Road VFW used to do a lot of hardcore shows.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I haven't seen them doing any shows in a long time.
A lot of places have caught, like, you know, we say, I think a lot of it has to do with insurance.
Right.
Because, like, a lot of these VFW halls are doing hardcore shows, but one person gets hurt and they're like, fuck that, stop it, we're out. Yeah.
Point is, I haven't seen one there in years, so I'm assuming that they shut it down.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But for hardcore, Salties has been killing it.
Yes. Killing we played Salties. We did. Yeah. We played with the Fiends. And who else? I don't know. That was a good show, though. We had a great time. It was the most I felt like I was at the Brighton since it's been gone. Oh, and Polybius.
Because
Jay Bluski, who we had on here, he books a ton up there.
Okay.
Short Style Punk Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much run the show up there.
No, that's like... It's kind of the new Brighton in a weird way.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of became the default Brighton slash House of Independence slash the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, everything that fell out from those places trickled over there because then nobody had anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Because even like, what was the one in, you had the Trinity Church that was doing shows for a while, but they're not doing them anymore either.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. I never went there, though. I actually never saw that.
Yeah.
So it's in Asbury, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they're not doing shows. Bond Street Basement doesn't do shows anymore.
Yeah.
That they're all closing up.
Yeah.
Let's open up a venue. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean...
Right now. Let's make it happen.
Beer and strippers, I'm in.
I mean, you got to have the right plan and the right people, you know?
Yeah.
That's really what it is. The right plan and the right... And the hardest part is you got to have a liquor license. Yeah. And that's money.
We do have that possible venue, though, right? Are we allowed to talk about that or no?
Yeah, I mean, you could talk about it, but I don't know that you can do heavy shows there.
Oh. How heavy can they get?
I mean, it's kind of, it's a church.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a church if we're playing there, right?
No, but you can't tear it up.
Right. Well, see, that's what we like about the
breweries.
We're
having a side conversation. Didn't realize.
Sorry, we go on tangents all the time. Don't think about it. But like I said, when we do shows at the brewery, we always do like a good mixed bag. Like the one show we did, the first band that played was like a post-folk band. And then it went to a spaghetti western rockabilly band and then a hardcore band. And it worked out perfect. Everybody hung out all day, drank a ton. Everybody was happy.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, most of the time you would think the first band's fans would be gone by the time the next band even played. But no, everybody hung out all day long. We charged nothing to get in the door. And we didn't make shit, but everything I got, I gave to the band.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't, I think people are less concerned these days with like, it has to be this kind of music. I think they're much more open to just being out and seeing different things, as long as it's good, right?
Yeah, well, we've talked about it a lot on here too. Who brought that up? Was it Dawn or Diane from Asbury Park Vibes? People want more than a show nowadays. They want to be able to sit down, they want to be able to eat, they want to be able to drink, they want more than just going to see a band. Mm. You know, it's got to have some other kind of intangible along with it.
Yeah, she might be right.
Hurts the ego of the musician. You're there to see me. You're here to see me, motherfucker.
Suck it up or don't fucking play. I mean, come on now.
Dude, my ego has been crushed for 30 years.
Don't play. There you go.
I don't have an ego.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, but within reason, right? Yeah. Like, we were asked to do this show once, which was bizarre, where we had a lot of people coming out to it, and they were like, okay, you got to set up over there. And your fans can be over there, and then it was like a restaurant in between.
The fuck's the point of that?
So it's like set up here, and then what would be like a dance floor, but you can't set up there.
All right, right? Look.
Restaurant, and then a bar behind the restaurant.
People are eating. Well, so they're like over there. I'm like, who is going to drive to a show to look over people eating?
But see, that's the way. Okay, so a place like that, it makes you feel like you're fucking background noise. Just put the radio on.
And in the meantime, we were bringing 100%. Probably 50 people in the door to drink and eat food. You'd think, hey, give us a little.
You're hired as background noise. I mean, cover bands really nailed this one home because nobody gives a fuck. They'll just get up and play and not care.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the place now usually just, had cover bands. That's exactly right. So they're like, you guys, we do this all the time.
I'm it's
like,
elevator music. It's
you don't really do this all the time. Right. Or you don't do it right. But yeah, it's like that's disheartening. I don't care about ego or whatever. You're just like, well, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah,
fuck you.
Well, we didn't play.
No, we canceled.
There you go. See,
yeah.
Good for you. I mean, fuck that. What were we getting? Like fucking $200. Who cares? Fuck that.
Right. You guys are getting paid.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, much appreciated, and. Everybody make sure you go check them out, along with our sponsors, Mount American Brewery in Stafford Township.
Great beer.
Lofadelic Records, Main Street in Belmar. And TrueNewJersey.com will be a code in the description for 10% off your order.
Nice.
Yeah. And on that note, we're out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. So this next song is called Last Ride Home. It's a song about being at my father's bedside when he died. For a lot of people, being bedside with your family member when they die is a beautiful thing, but for me, I did not see it as beautiful. It was traumatizing, and I couldn't get the images out of my head, so I decided after a while that I wanted to reclaim that moment and not let it have power over me, but to take power over it, and so I wrote this song called Last Ride Home. Maybe you're here, maybe you're gone. Maybe you're waiting on that last ride home. Lying in your bed, I'm sitting next to you, watching your breath, feeling like I'm you. How does a man endure so much pain? I don't understand.
This thing is just insane. Maybe you're here, maybe you're gone. Maybe you're waiting on that last ride home. Been here before, we won't be here again. Maybe you're waiting on that final end. You told me about a dream, a snake crawling up your spine, worried about its path, and it's gonna get you mine. The day before you said to me, you looked me in the eye, I can still hear you now. You said the light has to go out. Yeah. Maybe you're here, maybe you're gone. Maybe you're waiting on that last ride home. Been here before, we won't be here again. Maybe you're waiting on that final end. Had to come. Did we say our goodbyes? A Saturday in June, man, it caught me by surprise. See, I was listening to your breath, watching your chest go up and down. And then the moment came, and I could not hear a sound, could not hear a sound. Maybe you're gone. Maybe you're waiting on that last ride home. Been here before.